Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No cases typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This is you, before Fuller's Car Wash.
Ugh, I'm broke. My girlfriend left me. I can't find my dog. And my truck is filthy. After Fuller's Car Wash. My truck looks awesome. I just got a text from my girlfriend. She wants to talk. Oh, wow, I just got an email from work. They gave me a raise. Now wait, where's my dog? There you are, Skippy.
Dirty car, bright future. Visit FullersCarWash.com for the location nearest you. Fuller's Car Wash, since 1946, making Chicagoland shine.
The world is a vampire.
The Smashing Pumpkins. The Shiny and Oh So Bright Tour. Billy Corgan, James Iha, Jeff Schroeder, and Jimmy Chamberlain. The Smashing Pumpkins, celebrating their groundbreaking work from Gish and Siamese Dream to Melancholy, Adore, and Machina. This Monday and Tuesday at United Center with special guest Metric. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein. Summer in Chicago is baseball and barbecues and blasting the AC. But trust me, I know this. When your unit overworks, it can leak and then there's water everywhere. And it happened. And I remembered, call Aloha Restoration. And they were full service, restoring my home to pre-disaster condition with me from start to finish. Aloha Restoration is a proud part of the Lake County community. Honorable mention winners of the Better Business Bureau's 2017 Torch Award for Ethics. And Aloha repairs all damage from mold and fire and water in Barrington, Schaumburg, Mundelein, Gurnee, Grays, like all of Lake County. Visit AlohaRestores.com.
For the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves are making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now and receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Mitchell Trubisky makes his preseason debut tonight.
I'm not ever live in practice, so just getting better throughout the games and the regular season, just knowing when to get down, knowing when I could get as much yards as possible, when to get out of bounds, and taking care of the ball and taking care of my body and just staying healthy for this team, but also staying aggressive and trying to create a challenge for the defense.
The Bears play their second of 5 exhibitions at the Bengals. Baseball, the Cubs own a 1.5 game division lead on their day off. Milwaukee hosts San Diego this afternoon. Cubs GM Jed Hoyer on the score in an hour with Bernstein and McKnight. The Sox are 0-3 halfway through their homestand. It continues tomorrow with Cleveland. And at the last golf major of the year, there's a 3-way tie for the lead at the PGA Championship with Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, and Stuart Sink. Jason Day one shot back, Tiger 2-over halfway through his round. This update was brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And tomorrow, listen to the Bernstein and McKnight Show to find out how you can win a chance to host your fantasy football draft in a private suite at Soldier Field on Saturday, August 18th. There'll be complimentary food and beverages included in a panel discussion featuring our own Connor McKnight, Nick Shepkowski, Julie DeCaro, and myself. Brought to you by Dykstra, your heating and cooling experts. Visit chicagotribune.com/draftparty for details. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball 670 The Score. The next game on The Score tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Nationals. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is sponsored by Geneva National Resort and Club, home to the only Gary Player course in Wisconsin, Lake Geneva's only Golf Week best courses you can play for 2018.
11.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
1, 2.
Midway, the most important of the year.
3, 4.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where? To 11. 11, exactly.
11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Lots of Bears talk today, talking about Bears expectations, talking about this Roquan Smith impasse that there's no negotiating going on at the moment. They are intractably set in their demands, and the Bears believe that this demand is unacceptable and would set a precedent that they are not going to set. So that's where we are right now. At some point, anybody can pick up the phone and say, all right, we changed our mind. You're right. Let's get him into camp. But we just don't know when and if and how that's possibly going to happen. We talked about NCAA basketball reform with Sam Vecenie of The Athletic. And we also
reform.
we have rescheduled our talk with Tim Rosefort from Golf Channel. He has apologized because of his schedule changing, but he is going to join us now at 11:40 to talk about what is happening at Belle Reve.
This is not a fun story, but if you've had a dog, I know that you've had fears like this, something like that. Gerard Mayo,
but White Sox baseball killed it.
Oh yeah, Gerard Mayo can understand your pain. Knox, the English bulldog of former New England Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo, went missing back in June. This is from Deadspin. Well, in custody of his trainer, the dog's trainer. Mayo's trainer. On Sunday, Rhode Island SPCA found the dog's dead body in the trainer's house where she'd been hiding it. From the SPCA statement, Knox died while in custody of the trainer. The trainer's being charged by the Cranston Police Department with one count of obstruction for concealing evidence relevant to the investigation. Evidence revealed that the trainer had known whereabouts of Knox's, the dog's, deceased body for several weeks and intentionally concealed it from authorities. Cause of death currently unknown. And additional charges relating to animal cruelty may follow pending the results of a necropsy. According to a Boston.com article on the dog's death, the trainer first told Mayo and police that Knox, the dog, had run off during a walk in the park. Searchers found the collar on one of the park's trails but couldn't locate him. Later, the trainer changed her story, claiming that the dog had escaped his crate in her home.
What?
Evidently, she neglected to mention that she'd already stuffed the dog, the dead dog, into a trash bag and stashed it in the closet.
Ugh.
Are you kidding me?
This is criminal.
That is criminal.
Yeah, this is bad.
That is not at all what you trust somebody to do.
That's
if
not
you're walking a dog.
Training.
No. She's pet murder.
She's bad at her job.
It's terrible.
The Oscars are shaking things up. This from USA
Today.
They're
going to read the right name.
This is a terrible, terrible, terrible idea. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced it will acknowledge the impact of major blockbusters in future broadcasts.
What?
For once, box office hits like Star Wars and Wonder Woman actually have a shot. They said change is coming. A new category is being designed around achievement in popular film.
That's yep. what That's the Oscars are.
Mm-mm-mm. The Academy confirmed a film could be eligible for an Oscar in the new popular category as well as Best Picture. So details are still being finalized for the category, which will be introduced February 24th, 2019 at the 91st
what?
Oscars. So it's like they're acknowledging, these are the good movies.
Huh?
But okay, these are the movies that people saw.
These are the ones that made $500 billion.
Right, so we'll name a best, we'll give a special award to the best one that people actually
like. Simpleton favorite is what they'd like to call it.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Here is of the masses, the hoi polloi have deemed this one the one they wanted to pay for. So,
right.
Yeah, this is the best of that one.
This is Stan Lee wants an Oscar.
It works well for the Grammys. They've been doing it for 30 years. No actual musicians win Grammys anymore. Not at least not the televised ones.
This is Avengers needs an Oscar. This is DC.
Black Panther.
Yeah, that's wants an Oscar.
You know what? Then nominate it for Best Picture. If you want to validate these movies, give them a fair shot and actually review them and look at them and the aesthetes that are involved here maybe can change the way they look at these movies instead of creating like a quarantined area for the popular.
Who cares that some of those movies aren't, like The Dark Knight got nominated, right? Or was it just Ledger that got nominated as supporting actor?
I mean, Avatar, I think, is that the last major
Avatar
blockbuster?
Was bad.
I never saw it.
Avatar was bad. The third Lord of the Rings got nominated, right? But that was mostly an achievement trophy for Peter Jackson, or was supposed to be, something like that. Not a lot of those movies have been nominated, but is it really an outcry for this? Like, are people gathering outside Comic-Con and screaming, "We want an Oscar"?
I don't know what is the genesis of this. Maybe they want more eyes on the broadcast. Maybe they think there's more interest in trying to play to more people globally.
Talk about pace of play.
Yeah, it's still going to be a three-hour broadcast.
John Travolta introduce everybody. When's the last time you spent a good chunk of money on shoes? Obviously not for yourself, because you've never spent money on shoes for yourself. But either the kids ever go for a good pair of shoes? Something fun, something stylish?
Like how good?
Talking like Jordans, like he's, serious Jordans.
Nah, he's never asked for Jordans.
Okay, well that means he doesn't have fake Jordans, because an AP story out of New York says that five people were charged in federal court in connection with a $70 million counterfeit Nike Air Jordan sneaker ring. Prosecutors say the people imported hundreds of thousands of shoes, fake shoes from China, made to look like Air Jordans, and then put all the logos on it. And then sold them all across the country. Jordans sell for hundreds of dollars a pair. I had a pair of Jordans. I was very small. I was a little baby, and I had the Jordan 3s. They were great, though. Coolest shoes I've ever had. They were arrested on Tuesday and face up to 20 years in prison. $70 million worth of fake Jordans.
Hey, there's value in that stuff. I mean, when you realize, when we talk about Jordan's brand value. If there's brand. Hey, and speaking of, we got to get to what happened with the PGA and their brand and their logos
and all
that stuff. But that's not why you called. We have a winner of the Sporkies. And you say, what are the Sporkies?
The Sporkies?
Well, when you imagine being at a state fair and having that spork, that all-purpose utensil, it is the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Every year at the Wisconsin State Fair, hand out the Sporkies prizes, and it goes to the favorite food item at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Been to that state fair.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So this is out of West Allis?
It's where Summerfest is. It's the same kind of grounds. It's a very large deal, I think.
I will tell you, the runner-up was the French onion soup on a stick.
Of course, it's on a stick. The only upset here is that the winner isn't also on a stick.
Well, and if you ask, how the hell do you do French onion soup on a stick? What it looks like to me, it looks like an egg roll that contains onions and Gruyere that is then dipped in the beef consomme that is provided with it, sort of like in the cheese cup on a nacho plate.
Yeah.
So that looks very, very clever. But
you can fry liquids. Have you ever played around with a deep fryer? You know, like as a kid?
I've not.
You could deep fry beer. It doesn't work really well, but you can throw beer into like a pocket of fried dough and then just drop it in there and eat the deep fried beer.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
It's hard to do.
But this is it doesn't look like they did this. It looks like the actual beef stock is a dip for the everything else you would find. But your winner is from Albanese's Roadhouse. Deep fried spinach lasagna bites. So imagine a spinach lasagna. It's usually a white lasagna with the ricotta and chunks of the spinach and the noodles, then deep fried and served with your marinara on the side. And
deep fried noodles are what's up.
Too healthy.
Like the fried
too
ravioli?
Healthy. Just the existence of spinach makes it too healthy?
Get your spinach out of my carnival food.
I think it sounds awesome.
It does. Wait, what was the cheese?
Shove a meatball in there or something?
No, I would,
meatball on top.
At least when I make my spinach lasagna, I use ricotta, mozzarella,
yeah,
and depending, I'll mix in a little something else, like either one of the Parmesan, Romano, Asiago,
yeah,
a mixture of that.
Too. We grew up with the cottage cheese as a replacement for ricotta, and I got to sometimes.
Stouffer's
works better.
Stouffer's lasagna.
It might work better.
Yeah, there is something. The only problem with it is, for whatever reason, I know when I ate Stouffer's lasagna, there was a certain alloy of metal utensil that would congeal the cheese. Anybody know what I'm talking about here?
No.
Anybody have this experience?
No.
And maybe it was just the spoons that we had in our house growing up.
What were your spoons made of?
I don't know. I think it was stainless steel, but
do you?
I thought it was. Has anybody else ever had this problem?
Uranium spoons?
No, and members. When anybody else has been eating lasagna, it was particularly Stouffer's, but it's happened with other things, where a certain kind of spoon or fork grabs and congeals the cheese in a way. I promise I'm not making this up. Somebody can back me up on this.
And the cheese just like sticks onto the utensil?
It accretes on there. And then you have to do it like a tooth scrape. Every so often, every three bites,
okay,
you've got to do a tooth pull because it happens. There's something chemical that is occurring that is making the cheese stick to the spoon.
See, I've had that happen, but only the cheese gets kind of crusty and stuff, and that's like a treat. That's like licking the Cheetos dust off your fingers.
No, that sounds like the roll of queso on the top of a chimichanga once you get into it. That's what it sounds like to me.
All right, but somebody can back me up on this. I do not know the actual chemical process by which this happens. I just know it has happened to me.
Fake cheeseation, that's what it's called. Cut 4, the service at MLB.com, who puts out some fun stuff every now and again, the guys who run Cespedes BBQ on Twitter, has some stuff out here, and they're just two graphs, and I will retweet the graphs. We will retweet the graphs on the Bernstein_MCK Twitter handle. But they broke down, which we were just talking with Frank, too, on the phone about making the playoffs and winning and what winning does for a franchise and fan base. I know it did nothing for Frank, but it does a lot for many fans. They broke down which teams have the most postseason appearances. We talk all the time about how many, you know, World Series teams have won and all that kind of stuff. So it's no surprise that the Yankees have the most postseason appearances. But any guesses as to how many more they have than the second place team?
Double.
It's pretty close. They've been in the postseason 53 times. The Dodgers are second at 31. So that's a pretty good spread there. You go down the list, and it's the Cardinals at 28, the A's and Giants at 26, the Braves and Red Sox at 23. The Cubs are at 19 postseason appearances. And all the way at the bottom, of course, are the Marlins, who have made the playoffs only twice and won the World Series both times. But that doesn't, you know, the teams have been around for a long time. The Marlins have only been around since the 90s. So as a percentage of seasons played and playoff appearances, what team has the highest percentage? It is, again, the Yankees. The second-place team are the Arizona Diamondbacks at 30%, which I found fairly interesting. Scroll down through the list, and it's the Cubs, right about 12%, 13%, something like that. Last-place team, percentage of seasons played and making the playoffs. It's the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
At, like, 6%.
They've been around a long time.
Been around a long, long time.
Don't have much to show for it. That is the Midway. And by the way, thank you, Texters, for confirming that I am indeed right about lasagna cheese being stuck on a fork at certain times. This is, thank you. Yes.
Do we have the scientific process?
No, but yes, this is a real problem. It happens every time. 815, this happens to me with chili when I add shredded cheese. The spoon and the cheese become almost like one. We have to solve this. This is an American problem that must be solved. The Midway has been brought to you by 1-866-ASK-DUKE. Have you been injured at work or in an accident? Not sure who can help? Just ask Duke. Chicago's largest network of experienced physicians and personal injury attorneys. Call 1-866-ASK-DUKE for the best injury guidance. That's 1-866-ASK-DUKE. I know you have some sound involving a linguistic,
yeah,
on-field
issue.
We're going
to do accents. We're going to do accents when we come back, and some of the more fun ones from over the pond. And I do have to, I'm sorry, I got it wrong. the Wisconsin State Fair is not on the Summerfest grounds. That's it's not there. It's in West Allis, which is very, very close to Milwaukee. Anyway, my buddy, I got it wrong. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
There. Now all the angry texters can go back and
all of them.
Well, they'll find another thing to be angry about momentarily. So you got to hear this. This sound is hilarious. It's worth sticking around for. As is another opportunity to win $1,000 in cash. As is the opportunity to hear from Tim Rosaford as he is reporting from Bellerive about what's going on in the PGA Championship. And as is sticking around for Jed Hoyer, who is going to talk Cubs with us at noon. And Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Cubs fans, listen to every Cubs game here.
Just get the feeling there's going to be several more runs scored in this game. Bodie drives one in the air. Deep left center. It's got a chance. Gone. Ball game tied 6-6. The pitch to Anthony. Swung on. Hit in the air. Deep right field. Cubs are going to win the ball game. Anthony Rizzo. A game-winning home run. Listen to this place.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. Jason Wirth doesn't have a job, so he has the freedom to let it rip. He was given putrid advice by Scott Boras this winter, ignored offers to play, then ended up without a seat in musical chairs. So he fired Boras, and he's still probably a little testy. He's got that beard, he's got that attitude, so some people just look at him as an angry dude, spouting off angry things. But when he went after baseball super nerds, ruining the game, and said we may as well just put laptops out there and play, that it's a joke, kind of had a point. Metrics have certainly given teams a more efficient game plan, and it's stupid to ignore data and information if you have it. But it's constricted the action of the sport. It's rendered the human element far less important and stripped the game of its natural aesthetic excitement. Worth might be salty, he might be bearded, but let's face it, he's also right. And I'm not sure the laptops want to hear that. I'm DA.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Lightning can spark a fire in seconds. So today, I'll show you how to protect your belongings by covering them in a fireproof blanket fort. All you need is a hammer, nails, and 700 fireproof blankets. Upon completion, you'll notice your apartment isn't just fireproof, it's also extremely cozy.
You could try to protect your valuables with a fireproof blanket fort, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready to install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think. Well within reach and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back-to-school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Looking for a new gig? Domino's has what you need. Whether you're a student looking to pay your way through college or a parent looking for 12 hours per week to pay that mortgage, look no more. Chicagoland Domino's Pizza locations have immediate openings for delivery experts. Drivers take home cash daily. And if you're interested in making a career out of it, 90% of all Domino's franchisees started as delivery drivers or pizza makers. See details and apply at jobs.domino's.com or visit any Chicagoland Domino's location.
Switch to Sprint Unlimited Basic, featuring TV from Hulu and 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot. Plus, for a limited time, get 5 lines for only $120 per month. Hurry to a Sprint store or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Offer ends 8/16/18 after 1/31/2020. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines without autopay. One Hulu Limited Commercial Plan per eligible Sprint account. MHS reduced to 3G speeds after 500 megabytes per month. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines. Subject to credit and 3-year activation fee. Video streams up to 480p. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Brian Urlacher joins us.
What's it going to be to you when you sign an autograph to throw the HOF on it?
I can't wait to write that. You know, I want to write that first instead of my name, actually. I just want to write HOF 2018 on there. It's been fun. You know, I really enjoy writing that. But the first time I wrote it, I mean, I didn't want to jinx myself. I actually practiced before I got in just to see what it would look like. And luckily, I didn't jinx myself.
What you signed for?
Myself.
Just yourself?
Myself, yeah. Sitting in my kitchen being bored, waiting for the kids to get out of school one day.
When you cut a check, you just put the HOF on there.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Show transition on The Score. No holds barred show interaction. Now, three times a day on The Score between Mully and Hall and Bernstein and McKnight at 9 a.m.
Bears contracts have one-sided unilateral language that allows them to take back money on a whim.
The Bears may be like every other team.
They just poured money into like some of the worst players you've ever seen over the last 5 or 6 years.
Then at 1 between Bernstein and McKnight and McNeil and Parkins.
Like, they didn't upgrade in any significant way defensively this offseason except for Roquan Smith.
And they've already said that he's going to quarterback their defense.
Correct.
Right away, day one, green dot on the helmet.
And finally, right before 6, between McNeil and Parkins and Lawrence Holmes.
Tackle football for 60 minutes. And that's a great way to look at all 5 preseason games.
Trubisky did say that it would mean something for him to play in that game since, you know, he's an Ohio kid, was Mr. Ohio football.
Show transition now 3 times a day on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. And then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Party to purchase tickets. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And that's Willie Waters. Now you take the hoose.
The moose?
The hoose! The hoose! The hoose is on fire!
That's Willie's time. Saw this on Deadspin. God bless them for aggregating as much as they do. Steven Gerrard, you wear a Steven Gerrard?
I know the name, but I can't tell you for
I'm not
whom
a huge
he plays.
Footballer. But... So I asked one member of the Screamers and Howlers podcast, Kevin Zipak, kind of walked in here and did his thing because Kevin Zipak needs to be seen before he leaves. He likes to give everybody the "Hey, how's your father?" before he leaves for the day, and he should. He's supposed to
the
do that.
Undercarriage, a little bit of a "How's your father?"
See, Steven Gerrard is the Rangers manager. It's a Scottish soccer team. They've got the cool white X on the blue field for their kits.
Okay.
It's a good look is what it is. Nikola Katic is Croatian. He is a defender on Rangers FC. And they were at a press conference, the two of them together, the manager and the defender. And obviously questions are being asked by the press, the Scottish press.
Okay.
Gerrard, as I understand it, is English. I don't know exactly where from. He played for Liverpool. He was born in Whiston, which is in Merseyside, which I'm sure both are pronounced like Xavier and Hillsway, somewhere in England. I'm not entirely sure. So Steven Gerrard, English. Nikola Katic, Croatian. And the press is Scottish. However, there's one language being spoken this entire press conference, and everybody needs a translator. Have a listen.
When you decided to come to Rangers, how important was playing European football and perhaps going further in the competition?
How important it is to play in Europa League and have European football for you and your career?
It's a great step because every Thursday you play against European teams.
and it's a lot of games, and you can improve.
Fish Gulf translator.
So you're translating English, Scottish accented English, to Croatian accented English?
Yes! It's all the same language, and he can't understand what the hell this Scotsman is saying. It's fantastic. And Nikola, the cottage's English is fine.
Yeah, it, look, I
can understand. That is incredible. I mean, just the little differences in all these little dialects and stuff. You lived in the South for a little while. I lived in Myrtle Beach for a while. There were times where I can't understand at all what that accent says at all.
Yeah, there were certain words that were, you know what? It was funny when we were talking to Eddie Jackson at Bourbonnais. And he was referring to his
That was Friday. I wasn't there that day.
And he was referring to his teammate, Cal.
Okay.
I'm thinking, who's he talking about? Whose nickname is Cal? Who's Cal? It was Kyle.
Oh, wow.
It was Kyle Fuller. Yeah. And I felt like an idiot because he kept talking about Cal. And
Kyle.
It was a heavily Southern accented
for sure.
Kyle, but he was saying it in his drawl. It came out like Cal.
You watched the video.
I swear to God, I'm like, I don't know who he's talking about.
You watched the video too, and Cottage is just, I mean, his face is apoplectic. He had no idea what's being said. No clue.
I will admit that there have been some times, there's some movies that I watched. There was at the beginning of The Full Monty, which I believe
it's
a Sheffield accent. I believe a working class Sheffield accent that Robert Carlyle and some other guys have. And when they're talking in a pub or something, and I was like, whoa, wait, I gotta really concentrate on this. There also, I forgot the name of the film. There is an Australian movie that takes place in a prison. Eric Bana, a young Eric Bana is in it, and I thought it sounded cool. And I remember just saying, okay, I'll watch this.
All right.
Something to watch. I'll find the name of it. The Australian accents are so thick, and because they're like low class prisoners speaking,
they go for that even.
It's like some sort of really thick dialect. I had no clue. Like, you beat the wolf to rice and potato, right?
All vowels.
Yeah, and using the weird slang.
Yeah,
is he what they all believe? Right?
I don't even know what some of those words are.
Right, they're using. I'm just saying. I'm lost.
It's like
I had to stop watching the movie.
It's like Mad Max, the first Mad Max.
They took
all of Mel Gibson's dialogue and had to re-record it with somebody else because his Australian accent was so thick you couldn't understand a damn thing.
Yeah, picture that. But everybody in the movie has that thick an accent, and it's just like this grimy prison drama. I'm like, I'm out. I'm out. I got no shot.
Mel no longer has, well, a brain first, and then also no longer has the Australian accent. That's gone. But Johnny Depp somehow has like an English accent, despite being from Kentucky.
Ooh,
I don't know what happens when you... Yeah, have you ever seen Johnny Depp talk in like interviews and stuff? Just like, you know, the new Pirates of the Caribbean is coming out or whatever. He's got some sort of weird English accent.
You never know if he's like in character for something, though, or doing a method bit. I remember... My sister,
Madonna's got a weird English accent after growing up in Detroit or outside of Detroit, right? Well, she's from Michigan, right?
My sister used to work for Premiere Magazine before she moved on to Fast Company, or Entertainment Weekly and then Fast Company. But when she worked for Premiere, she did a lot of on-set interviews. And it was amazing how many actors were staying in their character, like getting out of their trailer and still staying in that accent. Yeah, well... One of them was Keanu Reeves, but she said it was just weird because he wasn't trying to stay in the accent, but still kind of was, and then was going back to how she said it was really uncomfortable because it's like he was out of control of the way he was talking at one point.
A lot of texters are being very helpful, letting us know that subtitles exist, and you just throw that on. Thank you, I appreciate it. I had no idea. I was actually, I forget what I was watching last weekend. I actually put subtitles on last weekend so that I could understand what the hell was going on in the movie. And then ended up, I've been watching TV with subtitles all week long and kind of liking it. And it made me feel as old as anything I've done. And I've got some habits that are like, are you 60 years old? I've been watching TV with like Cubs games and White Sox games. I watched the entire Bears game with subtitles on from the Hall of Fame. So maybe it was last weekend. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I might be a subtitle TV guy now.
The Eric Bana movie is Chopper. Okay. Yes. Okay. The name of it is Chopper. Thank you. I would not have remembered that. I just remember that I'm not working this hard. I don't know if I had subtitles at the time. I just remember I said, this is not happening. I'm going to move on to something else. Bernstein and McKnight brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Music City Bowl champs host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com.
I remember what movie it was. It was L.A. Confidential. I sat down to watch L.A. Confidential and couldn't understand, like, the TV, whether it was the volume or something
really?
Like that. Yeah, like...
One of my all-time favorite movies.
It's fantastic.
It's better every time you see it.
Everything Russell Crowe was just so low in volume, and I couldn't hear anything, which also makes me feel 60 years old.
Yeah, but he mumbles a lot in that movie. Was it Bud White?
Yeah, Bud White, and then Guy Pearce is in that movie. Can't remember his name at all. Cromwell's in that movie. He's fantastic.
Okay, boyo.
Kevin Spacey's in that movie, which was weird to watch again, but he's great. He's great. And that twist is, it's a super movie. I can't believe I hadn't seen that start to finish.
And Kim Basinger won an Oscar.
That's right.
She won Best Supporting Actress.
Very good in that film.
Yeah, but that movie's so good.
It is.
It's so good. And David Strathairn is in it, too.
Which one's he?
He's the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Is it Strathairn or Strathairn?
I don't know. It's a really good movie. That's a rewatchable one.
Oh, it gets better. I'm telling you.
LA Confidential in the Dan McNeil. Maybe it's got a chance now that The Fugitive is out.
Oh, now he's kicked out The Fugitive.
He's got a whole reworking of the power rankings.
It's opening all these opportunities to get onto the top 100 film list. I think Danny Mac's got a pretty good movie sensibility.
No, he really does.
He actually does. You know, because maybe, you know, who was it during Can't Do It when he was doing the Mount Rushmore of porn stars? And then,
probably.
Yeah, and then Parkins kind of engaged in that and throwing out. I'm like, ooh, what?
Had
what?
A couple of names for him?
Like you know, because McNeil's go back to some of the golden age.
See,
the
that's where baseball really has an advantage. You know, it's got stats that will help you negate that, you know, era thing. We
OPS
don't have
plus.
That for, you know, you don't have that kind of thing for old porn stars like this. You know, you can't bridge the era. I mean, to say nothing of the fact that the way it's filmed has completely changed.
Let's talk about some golf, shall we? And what is going on in St. Louis at Belle Reve. You know, attending a major is great. The only problem is it's in St. Louis. Did you see St. Louis finally admitted what was going on with all of the radioactive waste that had been stored there, and the city officials finally admitted that living in certain places in and around St. Louis has raised risks of various cancers?
I had not. That's got to expose, because there had been lawsuits. Mm-hmm. There was Vice did a whole show about people living in certain areas where they've been affected, and kids that had, was it Vice? Somebody had put out a film like this.
The officials in St. Louis have actually now finally admitted that, yeah, living on and around toxic waste that was here makes you more likely to have certain cancers. They finally have said that. All right, well, let's talk golf with Tim Rosefort next on The Score.
Molly here.
With David Hall.
We cover all of Chicago's teams every weekday morning, starting live at 5.
So start your day talking Chicago sports with Molly and Hall, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's
1914.
We just had a bunch of weather blow through here a couple of days ago. I know my phone was blowing up with alerts and saying flash flooding right now. And you drive home in some of these Chicago streets and you get a drain backed up and some streets were impassable in just a couple hours of heavy rain. But that's what happens. And that's what brings water into your basement. And you go down there, you know, something's wrong. And then you think, oh no, what do I do? Well, don't panic. Call Aloha Restoration. I have worked with Aloha Restoration. I could not be more pleased with the work that they did on my house. And they restore your home to pre-disaster condition all the time, understanding that it's about you as much or more than it is the house, knowing that it's a long process. You got to deal with the insurance companies. You got to advocate to make sure you get what's coming to you, and they're with you for all of that. And Aloha Restoration is a proud part of the Lake County community. They're an honorable mention winner of the Better Business Bureau 2017 Torch Award for Ethics. So that's who you call. Water comes in, you make that call. Aloha repairs damage for mold and fire and water in Barrington, Schaumburg, Mundelein, Gurnee, Grays Lake, and all of Lake County. So visit AlohaRestores.com.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check.
Get your back-to-school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Ricky always wanted to play baseball in the majors. He was playing catch before he could walk, practically lived in the batting cages. He was behind home plate more than he was home. And one day, after all that hard work, he found himself walking into a Major League Baseball stadium. After buying a ticket at the front gate, a nosebleed seat obscured by a pole, but he was in there. No, Ricky never did play in the big leagues, but he did switch his car insurance to Geico, proud partner of Major League Baseball, which saved him a lot. So, all in all, things were good.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like Flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground-contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready-to-install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think. Well within reach, and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
I told my husband I was running in for a few things at the anniversary sale going on now at Jewel Osco. Truth is, I'll need his help loading the car when I'm done because there are so many great deals.
Don't miss the anniversary sale going on at Jewel Osco. Click on this ad to see the great deals going on now.
Now these are savings worth celebrating. Pop the trunk, honey!
One of Chicago's most legendary teams partners with 670 The Score, official play-by-play home for Bulls basketball on the radio.
Levine, baseline. Well, right-handed, powered up. Oh, my goodness.
Rainbow three, go. Oh.
What a shot.
Zitzer's going to attempt a left side three.
Yes.
The kick out, Portis, three ball for the tie. Yes. Bobby Portis has tied the ball game with a triple.
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for the Bulls.
Thinking about running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon? Team One Step has your guaranteed entry. Our team supports Camp One Step, and we run to send kids with cancer to camp. Join Team One Step and receive a guaranteed entry, coaching, training plans, and fundraising support. Run with our team and give kids with cancer a life-changing camp experience. Join now and become a hero to a kid with cancer. To sign up or to learn more, go to teamonestep.org or call 312-924-4220. Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs, where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant fly to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Hear every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
You really? Payday! Get to it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
We've taken a lot of photos with Cubs fans from just about everywhere. Iowa, Chicago, fans in from all over the place. Maybe a few from Blaine, stool capital of the world.
Stool capital of the world?
Yeah, Blaine, Missouri.
I'm not familiar with that.
President McKinley did a whistle-stop tour back in 1898, and a little boy, Jimmy McBean, made a stool for him, and he loved it so much that he called back and said, look, I would like to give more of these to dignitaries who are visiting. That's how we got the stool boom. Blaine became the stool capital of the world.
Hey, welcome back to Let's See Who's Going Places, brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. Category is highest OPS in interleague play since 1997, the 2018 Chicago Cubs. 886 OPS against the American Leaguers. They are 10-4 against the American League so far this year.
So the industrial residents of Blaine, the big hit stool boom. You didn't believe me.
What is that from?
A little film called Waiting for Guffman. Apparently you didn't see it.
No.
It's okay.
Well, before you know it, everyone, rich and poor alike, had to have a Blaine stool in their home.
Thank you. Thank you, WGN Sports. Thank you, Len Casper. Thank you, producer Mark Brady, who was in the truck last night. So here's what happened. This is, Len says that, right? And I love the fact that JD has no concept of what he could possibly be talking about. It happened.
What is that from?
I mean, you do it to me with stuff that I had a modern
family. Yeah, it happens. I have not seen Waiting for Guffman. I haven't seen it. I've seen the rest of his. That's the one I haven't seen.
Waiting for Guffman is I, you know, Joe Dredge asked me about it on Twitter last night because it became this big Twitter thing, but it was a, in the same way that Blood Simple is the working sketch for Fargo, sort of for the Coen brothers, there are some things that are done in Waiting for Guffman that inform some of the other more expensive, bigger scale mockumentaries.
Right.
And by the way, we're having some problems making contact with Tim Rosefort, and I apologize for that. I keep teasing it, and then he keeps not being there.
Well, we keep wanting to talk to him. It's not as though we're putting Tim
rescheduling.
Off.
Rescheduling. I don't
He's
know.
He's trapped on the set.
I'm not sure what's going on. So anyway, so Len makes that reference to Blaine, and I sent out a tweet, props to at Len Casper for the Guffman reference. And I sent along a gif of the scene of them holding up their stools and dancing to stool boom.
Right,
Waiting for Guffman is the story of a regional public theater company that's run by a guy that thinks he's a great director choreographer who is clearly not, played by Christopher Guest. And it's Catherine O'Hara, and it's Eugene Levy, and it's Fred Willard, and Parker Posey, and Christopher Guest, and it's wonderful. So I then tweeted, if WGN TV, and this is all tagged, if WGN TV doesn't follow up Len Casper's nod with stool boom as a Cubs bumper at some point, it's a disappointment. And not, what, 10 minutes later, There it was. They grabbed it. They used it. And, I tweeted, way to go, WGN TV, and props to Cubs producer Mark Brady. That's how it's supposed to work. That's what social media is for. As much as we decry, when I can actually send out tweets that change what comes out of my television watching a Cubs game to entertain me, that's what it's for.
We've fought the tribalist masses on Twitter. We have found common ground with Waiting for Your Album. I love that they played the song while he was doing a read. Like, yes. There's vocals underneath. They're like, nah, the hell with it. We got to get this stool boom song in.
It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. The keyword this hour, oath, O-A-T-H. Text oath to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword's oath to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. Here is Tim Rosefort of the Golf Channel, who is on Twitter at Tim Rosefort GC, to tell us what is happening in what looks like a fascinating early day here in this first round at Belle Reve. How are you, Tim?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. Love Chicago. Love the golf in this part of the world. And, I've sort of unplugged in the last half hour, so you might have to give me an update. We left the set and come back over to compound. But, you know, obviously the story this morning was, well, it was twofold. It was Tiger, obviously, not getting off to the greatest of starts in the world. And almost like the way he did at Shinnecock when he tripled the first. Today he went bogey, double bogey, so it was like making triple. And we'll see where that goes. And then Justin Thomas and his sort of, you know, defending of the title, kind of getting an attitude adjustment last week, talking to his father coming home from that miscut from at the Open Championship, and then winning the WGC event last week with his grandfather there, who's also a PGA of America member and guy who played in the PGA Championship a long time ago, 1960, just not far from here at Firestone. So, and the big overview is just how many people are out here and what a great sports town St. Louis is. I know Cubs fans probably didn't want to hear that right now, but you know, you get the point. It's, they love the golf. It's been 26 years since the majors been here. One of the WGC events was wiped out by 9/11. So with this field and this market, it's been a home run thus far.
The leader is Ricky Fowler. He is 4-under through 16, 3-under. The veteran Stuart Sink is second place. A group including Austin Cook, Ian Poulter, Hideki Matsuyama, Billy Horschel, 2-under at the moment. So I think the headline is an easy one because many believe that Ricky Fowler at the moment is the best player to not win a major. And I think I've got my rooting interest because this might just be his chance. What do you think the odds are?
Yeah, me too. I mean, it would be great for golf for him to win on a lot of levels. Six of them. I got an 11-year-old nephew that follows Ricky around down at the Honda Classic, shot by shot, climbing under rope, doing anything to check this kid out. And, I got a lot of time for Ricky as a journalist, the way he plays golf and also the way he handles the media. The thing, though, is you're right. I mean, he's the best player without a major. He's had his chances. He really hasn't, you know, taken advantage of some opportunities that have come his way. And also he's let some get away. But you think about the nuances of golf and everything. Now, Patrick Reed this year at the Masters, Ricky closed at 64, I believe. And Reed hits that second shot kind of long and left. And it's so easy to three-putt from there. And Reed hit an incredible putt, in large part because he went in early and did all his homework and knew where every break and every valley and how those greens were to make the two-putt and then win by one. Otherwise, Ricky's got the green jacket, and we wouldn't be having that half of the conversation. It's interesting, though, you know, he hasn't won since going back to Tiger's tournament beginning of last year. He's had a couple of shots, but hasn't really made no loss of them. And he's tired of everybody insinuating, asking, being direct, backing into the question about how come he hasn't done it. He'd take a W right now anywhere because it's been so long for him. But the thing is, he's such a good – he handles it so well that he really doesn't take as much heat as other guys in this position would with the same record.
So, Tim, Jason Day's got himself in a conversation, at least early. He's 1-under through 15. He's had himself 2 wins on tour and second-place finish at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, I think, for what that's worth. And
At the majors, though, it just hasn't quite looked maybe like Jason Day wanted. How would you assess his season?
Well, yeah, it was San Diego was the other one down at Torrey, and I would say he's underachieved, but I will say he's been over-injured over the course of time, and that's hurt his momentum as much as anything. He won in a big way this tournament up at Whistling Straits, not far from where you guys are in Kohler, Wisconsin. And it just seemed like at that point in time, he was in the conversation to win every major championship. Didn't take advantage of them all, but fell on some hard times with injuries. And he's a strong kid. You could just see it. He was right to wear a shirt that's maybe a size larger. But, you know, he's got these big arms and a big chest. And, you know, whether he lifts too much or not, that's not for me to decide. But that's a big part of his is the fact that he hasn't backed up that PGA with another major, at least by now, with the type of talent that he's got. And the putting stroke that he's got, everybody thinks about how far he hit the ball, and there was that moment at Whistling where he hit it, 60 yards past Jordan Spieth, and he flexed his muscle, and Spieth's just shaking his head, like, I can't compete with this. But he's also, throughout the course of that, and I believe he won a BMW up in your part of the world, where he was making everything. And he's still there with this bunch of young kids. He's on the older side for those, but he's got plenty of years left, and I would not be surprised if he ends his career with 3 to 4 major championships.
Hey, Tim, briefly, and before we let you go, inform us about the condition of this course and what kind of game is going to be favored this weekend. I know it had been dried out. It's relatively short. There was some concern that the longer hitters could get into trouble. But now that there has been some rain, it may be softened up a little bit. I don't know what the forecast says, but do you think we're going to see some of these higher ball hitters longer and higher and just able to drop the ball in a more forgiving greens?
Yeah, and Ricky does that. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he hits these towering iron shots, especially. And when the driver's on, and him and Butch have worked hard at this to try and keep it more in play, that's when he has his best weeks. And this sort of sets up for him or anybody who hits it high, because now you got the you can carry it far and then hit the ball high, because obviously you don't be short hit it high. The point is that this is a perfect setup for him, as it is for all the big hitters this week.
Tim, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Tim Rosenfort of Golf Channel on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, brought to you by Subway. Show them your app and wet your whistle during Free Drink Fridays. Just head to Subway restaurants every Friday and show them your Subway app for your free 21-ounce drink. Limited time only at participating restaurants. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. Don't go anywhere, because we've got in-depth Cubs talk with General Manager Jed Hoyer coming up straight ahead in just a couple of moments on The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with Radio.com.
Hiring can be difficult. You're trying to find qualified candidates, and it takes a lot of time. You're sorting through all these applicants. It doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, not only can it be easy, it can be streamlined and optimized now with ZipRecruiter, because ZipRecruiter does all the work for you, sending your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. You got to check it out right now by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/play. They've got powerful matching technology. They're going to scan thousands of resumes. They find the people with the right experience. They invite them to apply, and then the applications come rolling in, and ZipRecruiter is analyzing each one to spotlight the top candidates. You're never going to miss a great match. And ZipRecruiter is so effective. 80% of employers that post there get quality candidates through the site within the first day. So with those results, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. It's at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/play. That is ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter.
Mission Impossible Fallout is the number one movie in the world 2 weeks in a row. Don't miss one of the best reviewed blockbusters ever. This is why you go to the movies.
You interrupt.
And Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible Fallout. Rated PG-13. Now playing.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Cubs center fielder Albert Almora. Well, Albert, it has taken 4 weeks or so for the Chicago Cubs, favorites in the National League, to leapfrog the Milwaukee Brewers. A little bit of an exhale after finally getting in front of them, or again, still thinking, you know, we'll see what happens in the fall?
Yeah, we're definitely not thinking about that. It's definitely a good note to end on for the fans, and you know, for us, for the players, I think it doesn't really matter. So we still got to play them and play our division a bunch, you know, for the rest of the year. So we just got to take it day by day.
If you were as angst-ridden as some of the Cub fans, you'd be out of your mind by now. You'd never make it to midseason. I mean, if you took it like they take it, like, well, it's the end of the world now for this team.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. Mitch contacted the nation's largest online lender, obsessed with their Rocket for a VA mortgage, but was overwhelmed by their ridiculously high closing costs. So he called Team Hochberg.